True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Into the 10 o'clock hour. Glad you're with us for the Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris here in our Midtown Atlanta studio. So glad you're with us. Dom Jarowski working other side of the glass as scores continue to come in, and we'll check some of those scores. Once again, brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. A Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FormetcoScoreboards.com. And we're looking at some games that are starting to go final around the metro area and around the state. We had some fourth quarter scores earlier, and now some of those games are going final. We take a look at some. One that is finished. Hillgrove finished 69-0. That one's over Osborne. I think that was Hillgrove's homecoming tonight. I was communicated with somebody who went to that game. Harrison has beaten Pebblebrook 49-14, a final in that game. Let's see, Central Gwinnett's a winner. Big time, 47-0. They knock out, shut out Chapel Hill. That's the final score in that one. Fourth quarter score, we're keeping an eye on this one. Carrollton 29, Gainesville 21. Remember how the score was at halftime? We talked with David Friedman.
A lot of ball left to be played. David felt like Carrollton was way better, but hey, a lot of ball to be played.
Absolutely, absolutely. And seems like Gainesville has found a way to battle back in that one. Way down in South Georgia, fourth quarter score 34-3. Valdosta having their way right now with South Gwinnett. And a third quarter score. Seems like this game should be further along, too. Lowndes and Kale still 24-7. Colquitt 42, Lee County 28. That is a fourth quarter score. And, Chris, you talked about North Cobb. And you talked about how North Cobb, you know, things are not going their way in some games. And maybe people are thinking less of them. They are really putting it to Walton. A fourth quarter score, North Cobb up 41-7 right now as they continue to play that game. That is a fourth quarter score.
You do not disrespect the North Cobb team. Don't count out Coach Queen, his team. Been there a long time. You know, great job by them responding. Football, and the reason football resonates with so many people, Sam, is it really does emulate life in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's all about how you respond, right?
Right.
Everybody's going to get knocked down. Everybody's going to have a bad day. You know, how do you respond? Does one bad game turn into two or three bad games? Or do you just get right back?
Right.
And so the good coaches are going to do that. That's what separates good coach from great ones, is the ability to stop those losing streaks. You know, the great baseball teams, you had the pitcher that you weren't going to lose enough in the row, right?
Right.
And that's what good coaches do. And so North Cobb, great win tonight, 41-7 up late in the game over Walton. How about Houston County up 48-7 on Tift? That was a game we were kind of looking.
We thought that was going to be a closer game, a little bit closer game.
Yeah, it was not.
Yep. Let's see up in Forsyth County. We got Derek Richmond, who's ready to check in with us. He's got an update from up in Forsyth County. Derek, welcome to the show. What do you have?
Hey, guys. The North Forsyth Raiders run all over the South Forsyth War Eagles, winning 28-7 on the road to move on to 3-1 in the season and 1-0 in Region 6A. Senior running back Darren Perry finished the night with 3 touchdowns and 153 yards rushing. Despite this scoreboard being lopsided, lopsided. The South side, where Eagles had no turnovers and no flags. So that speaks volumes about the discipline, but they wish they could speak volume about getting on the scoreboard. Up next for North side, they're at home against Lambert. Meanwhile, South side will play on Thursday night at North Atlanta. I'm Derek Richmond, the sports reporter for Forsyth County News.
All right. Thanks a lot, Derek, for that update. And he is social. You can find him at DerekRich11 at DerekRich11 if you want to follow him along with Forsyth Sports. All right. We mentioned earlier that Chamblee was a winner tonight. They played Decatur. Somebody's O had to go because they both were coming into the game. Chamblee gets the win tonight. And on the phone now joining us is Coach Bob Swank from Chamblee High School. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you having me.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. That's a big win over a good Decatur team. What was the key to the game?
Our kids just played their hearts out tonight. But it was really the first time this season that all three of our phases worked together. We started the game out and had a safety, and then we ran the safety kickoff back for a touchdown, and that was within the first 30 seconds of the game. And then really the offense, defense, and special teams all just clicked together the rest of the night.
Fantastic, fantastic. What's about things you see from your team and you want to see them bottle it up as you get ready to set into to region play. Thoughts about how would you describe your season so far coming into this win?
It's been a tough season so far. That's why tonight was so fun. We were 0-3 coming in, and our starting quarterback got hurt in the first game of the year, so we went to Southwest DeKalb and to Tucker without really an experienced quarterback, and probably turned the ball over 8 or 9 times in those two games. And so our quarterback, Braden Boss, came back and played tonight, and he had a really big night. I don't know his stats yet, but he had a great night.
Yeah, Coach, you're giving the secrets away, man. The players make a difference. You get them good players out there, they make a
really
difference.
A really big difference, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coach, what do you got to see? What's got to happen in this region, the same region you had last year? You want to make some noise in this region. What's got to improve on your team moving forward?
Just consistency. We had a bye week coming into this week, and the last 2 weeks of practice have been our best 2 weeks. Even going back, to spring ball, May 1st through now, these have been our best 2 weeks of practice. And so it was a good teaching moment tonight to be able to tell the kids, hey, look, we practiced great, and now we played great. Mm-hmm. So we got to go back out on the field Monday and do the exact same thing. Just get after it in practice so we're ready for Friday nights.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, congratulations on the win tonight, getting your team into the win column. Let's see you keep things going on from here, but always great to catch up with you, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Win for him tonight and for Chamblee to get that win. Oh, it's great when the season started out in not the best way and finally get that win.
Listen, winning is hard, Sam. I don't think people quite understand. I say every week half the teams have to lose and all those things I say over and over. But, man, both teams are trying hard.
Yeah.
That's why I make those jokes about run fast or get them. Like, they're trying. They're trying. Both teams are trying. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. It's hard to win. Man, when you win, that's exciting. So you can hear it in Coach Swank's voice. Three times they didn't.
Yeah.
But tonight they won.
Yeah.
And you don't ever take that for granted, man. Getting a win is a great feeling.
Yep. Let me see. I think we got Corey from Real Talk. He's on out. We're from Real Talk Sports. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Corey Wade reporting with Real Talk Sports down here in Henry County. I'm at the Eagles Landing Ola game. I'm with the head coach, Coach Atkins. So, Coach, last week you guys go on the road, get a win in Jones County, build that momentum. Now we here at Eagles Landing. You come out with a 33-0 win on their field. Give me some key points of this game.
Honestly, I think we had a great week of practice. Being down by 27-7 in the third quarter last week, we showed our resiliency and we showed when we play as a team and we execute our assignments, we're a pretty tough football team. And I think we carried that momentum into this week. We knew this was a big game. Both of us are 3-1, 2-1 in the region. And going into our bye week, we knew if we win this game, we'd be at a tie for first place in the region. We dug a whole week, too, but I would say, the resiliency of my kids, they fought each week. And, we're still trying to get healthy, trying to get everything figured out this year, but we definitely took a step in the right direction tonight.
Yes, sir. So we are 4-1, all right, with that one loss in the region. Coming up next week is a bye week. So after that, we're pretty much in the halfway of the season. How do you feel about the second half?
I feel confident. Like I tell them every week, yes, we're playing another team, but honestly, if Ola controls Ola, like if we do our job and we handle business, we'll be fine. You know, we just kind of got to have blinders on. We got to win each week. You know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We got five region games, and we can't afford to drop anyone. So, you know, just a win the week mentality.
All right, good stuff, Coach. I'm gonna hold you up. I really appreciate your time. Corey Wade, Real Talk Sports, sign out.
All right, thanks a lot, Corey. Appreciate it, and great to hear from Coach Atkins. They off to a good start with Ola, the Mustangs, with a big win tonight over Eagles Landing.
I got to give a shout-out to Dommy. How's he keeping all this straight? I can barely keep up with all these things. I got two screens, and Dom's got all that, and he's got people calling in. We got all kind of people jumped on here.
That's good. That's
I love it. It's great. I'm just giving a shout-out to my man. I know I give him a hard time sometimes on the air, so I have to you know, give credit where credit's due. He's throwing a lot of things at us today.
Well, you know what he's excited because that last score I saw from Stevenson, Stevenson had taken the lead. They were down to the Mount Zion Jonesboro, but is now in the fourth quarter, and Stevenson has a 22-17 lead.
That's tight, Dom.
You know.
A little too tight for Dom's liking, though.
I see a final score from White County.
Yeah, you know. New Dragons.
Yeah.
4-0.
Yep.
Pickens Dragons with the win over White County. 4-0 for the first time since 2018. You know who the ball coach was in 2018?
I think I may know. Yeah. I think I may know. There you go.
How about that? Dom, you know I was 4-0 one time. Made it all the way to 10-0, actually. So they're going to have to keep going.
Yeah, they will.
But
34-7, final score. Yeah. Pickens with the win tonight.
That's a big win. Coach Bennett's done a great job. I mean, obviously I'm closer to them than all the other teams. But, you know, it just shows the impact you can make. Coach Bennett's gotten there. He's got a good staff. They had great assistant coaches. They do a great job with the young people. They were playing hard. And, you know, it's nice to see some success. Because they've been working that hard whether you win or don't. But it's nice when the community and the team sees you win. And so congrats to those guys. Great job, 4-0. Now we on to the next one, Sam. That's over. Now we got to get to 5-0. No pressure.
No pressure.
Once you're 4-0, now you got to get to 5-0. So we enjoy that one for a few minutes, and we're on to the next one.
All right. I think we got an update from Garrett. Let's check in with Garrett Chapman.
High school, where the home side Chiefs are up 56-20 over the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets. It is just all Sequoia. I don't think anybody was expecting a one-sided affair quite like this. But one thing that we could expect is Will Rejecki coming in here and just dominating. And that's exactly what he's done. Hey, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six touchdowns for the senior. He's going to Memphis, but I think a lot of other people need to take a look. No shame to Memphis, but I think some people need to take a look at this kid. He is a special athlete. I was talking to the athletic director. He says, this kid punts. This kid used to do kickoffs. He's the holder. He does everything. And he is an all-purpose back here for Sequoia, and he is an all-purpose scorer for them here as well. They have three interceptions on defense. They're starting to get some really good pressure there on the quarterback. Two to end the first half. They just got another one, but 56-20 is your score right now. Keelan Jones, I do want to give him a quick shout-out, the Georgia commit for Sprayberry. He got a touchdown early in this quarter to cap off a really strong drive for Sprayberry coming out of the halftime locker room. And since that point, it's just been all Sequoia. They cannot stop Will Rejecki. Just incredible performance here from Sequoia and their rushing attack. But I will be back here with the head coach when it's all said and done. We got 9 minutes to go, and it's 36-point deficit. So it seems like it's pretty much a little too late here for Sprayberry. Just an altogether fantastic effort here from Sequoia, one of their best efforts of the season. Team to watch here. Let's move forward in the season. Keep your eye on the Sequoia Chiefs team. My name is Garrett Chapman for the High School Scoreboard Show. I'll be back with the head coach. 56-20 is your score. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Garrett, with that update up at Sequoia.
I told you they were good, man.
You did.
Sequoia is really good.
And the running back is amazing.
Will Rejecki.
Yep. I had a chance to meet him. He's a remarkable, remarkable young man. And Memphis is you know, let's see if they can hold on to him.
Let's see if they can.
Yep.
They're sweating a little bit right now.
They might be. Day-Day Lewis has an update for us from down on the south side. Let's check in with him right now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Guys, Damian Day-Day Lewis live here at Stout Bridge. We're entering the fourth and final quarter, and what a performance from Joshua Scott, quarterback for Stockbridge. Five touchdowns through the air on the night for this young man, and it's the Tigers on top. 44-0 your score at the time as we get the fourth quarter underway. I'll be in touch with you guys once it goes final from Stockbridge High School here in Stockbridge for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that update. From there, it looked like we'll hang on and see what the final score is going to be. Chris, I'm seeing a score here. Bowden, 28. Heard County, 29.
Oh, Heard County with the
Heard
win.
Heard County with the win.
Over Bowden. That's over a big Bowden. Win. Yeah,
very big win. Very big win.
Big win. Yeah, Bowden still. Look, hey, don't feel sorry for Bowden.
Oh, no.
They'll be okay.
No.
But Heard County, really on the rise. They got a young Tinker on that team. You know,
they
friend,
do. They Amon do.
Tinker with
yes.
The Tinker Jr.
Yeah.
On the team.
And apparently he's doing some great things out there.
Yeah, great win for Heard County. Congrats to those guys.
Big time, big time, big time. Also, Raven County is Florida. They beat Bremen by a score of 14-3. That game is also a final. Whitfield Academy is a winner, 56-28 over Darlington.
Is that Day-Day Junior?
That, you know what I mean? So we got all these family
the juniors
ties.
Juniors are playing well tonight.
The family ties. I got things going in these games tonight. All right, come back. Look to get more final wrap-ups from our reporters who are out. We'll try to check in with some more coaches as well. And more scores. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
God. Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios. Let's check a couple of scores before we get to our guests. We got some people with some results for us. One from down in South Georgia we mentioned earlier. Brooks County 21-3 over Fitzgerald. That is a final as we watch that one. Toombs big time over Charlton County 59-7. And we talked about Toombs and that team is a defending state champion from a season ago.
Yeah, Toombs is really good. They got beat last week by Rome. Back this week, playing somebody more their size. Yeah, that team was probably in trouble, whoever they were, right? So, looking at some of the scores we've been keeping up with all night, Buford 31, Douglas County 12. Yeah, Carrollton pulls away late. Final now, Carrollton 43, Gainesville 21.
Okay, all right. We've been watching for that one for most of the night, keeping an eye on that one. Trinity Christian over Spalding, 14-0 final in that game as well. Some other games are going final. All right, Jonathan Simmons has an update for Real Talk Sports. Our game down in Clayton County tonight. Jonathan, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Sam, we had a thriller down here on the south side. Stevens from DeKalb County came down here. They had a very game. Mount Zion Bulldogs had them down the entire game, but in the second half, Stevenson came from behind. We have the coach here. Coach, what was the key in the second half for you?
The key in the second half was just keep playing. Play each play like it was our last play and make sure that we eliminated some of those penalties and things that we had go wrong for us in the first half and just finish our plays. We had a lot of plays in the first half that didn't go our way because it was one guy here or one angle here. You know, we just had to come and actually finish the plays that was called, and as we executed a lot better in the second half. That was it.
Yeah, the defense really had your running game stop in the second half. You seem like you got on cork. This guy standing right next to you, number 24, was the key. What was the real difference for you guys unleashing that running attack in the second half?
Like I said, we just had to clean some things up. They were doing some things in the box that was giving us a little trouble. We changed the angles, changed a couple of play calls, and these guys behind us actually did their job and pushed some guys around and opened up some holes for J2 and Anthony Booker here.
We'll have the video up later, but number 24, number 7 normally gets a lot of time. Number 24 did it today, 2 touchdowns. What was the key for you to be able to break it open here for your team, especially in the second half?
Coming together with my O-line. My O-line was doing a couple things wrong, but we had to pick it up during the second half. Really just that. Yes, sir.
Anthony Booker, big game. We got the whole O-line behind him there, Sam. We're sending it out here. A come-from-behind victory by Stevenson, 22-17 here in the South Side. Jonathan Simmons from Real Talk Sports. Bring it to you from on the scene.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan Simmons. Congratulations to Coach Jelks and the team and Dom.
And congratulations to Dom.
Dom
didn't tackle anybody. He didn't make a block all night. He's the most excited guy, more excited than O-lineman.
Stevenson getting the win, 22-17.
Dom's undefeated this year.
He is.
He's undefeated on the year.
Stevenson now 5-0. Some other DeKalb County scores, Miller Grove 58-0 over Stone Mountain. Cedar Grove trail for a while. Behind Mount Perrin Christian, they peeled that one out 28-0 final score.
Got a final in the big game we were keeping up with earlier. You know, Blessed Trinity and Milton halftime. It was Blessed Trinity's 10, Milton 7. Said they hadn't trailed much in the last 2 or 3 years at the half. Milton comes out, gets 2 touchdowns in the second half. Final, Milton 21, Blessed Trinity 10. Big win for Milton. They got a young team. You know, they graduated a ton of guys off that great team they had last year.
Right.
It's 3-1, only lost to Buford in a close one. Man. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out for those guys. All right, we got Day-Day with an update from his game down on the South Side. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Guys, I'm here at Stockbridge. We've gone final. The Tigers get the win. 47-7, your final score. Stockbridge on top of McDonough here with head coach, Coach Kendrick Callier, and quarterback Joshua Scott. Coach, we'll start with you, man. I know we talked a lot about the offense and defense when we talked earlier in the week, but your defense tonight lights out.
Yeah, they did a good job. We kind of missed some tackles early. They made some adjustments and just kind of just played ball in the second quarter on, and they did a great job. Just really just getting the guys down. That's an athletic team. So they got some special players, 1-6, them guys that suck for tackling space. But we did a good job adjusting and making those plays in the second quarter on.
All right, and how important for you, because we talked about the fact that with your region, like, you guys are already in region play compared to some other regions where, you know, they're still in non-region play, and you got so many teams in this region. How important is it for you to kind of see this type of dominance back-to-back weeks from your guys?
It's perfect. Like I said, for us, it's that time of the year, month of September. Like I was just talking to the guys, it's time of year for us to elevate and start really just finding out who we are as a team. Find out who we are as coaching staff, as a program. So it's the perfect time for us to start reaching towards that peak so we can just get ready for the playoffs. For us, really, playoffs started week two with the region being the way it is. My boys did a good job of adjusting, especially after the loss early to Hampton. And, we in a back against the wall, do or die situation every week. And that's where we stand, really.
All right, before I let you go and talk to Josh, let's talk to me about Josh and his performance tonight, man, and really the offense, the guys up front, but it seemed like he was really seeing things well tonight.
Yeah, Jay Boogie, man, he was comfortable tonight. He was comfortable in the pocket. O-line did a good job for him. Even when they didn't, he did a good job of using his legs. He's been doing a great job this season, man, just growing more every single week, every single day. I'm just proud of him. It's that time of the year where he's just going to step up and be a guy and really just show the state who he is.
All right, Coach, congratulations. I'll let you get with the guys. Josh, congratulations to you, man. Appreciate one hell of a performance for you tonight, young man, with 5 touchdowns through the air. What was working for you guys on the offensive side of the ball?
Really putting the ball in the air. We was executing all of our plays. Our receivers make sure they run all their routes right. They was catching the ball well, O-line blocking well. We was just working together good as an offense and whole.
All right. I talked to Coach earlier this week about you, and he talked about the fact that how he's really impressed with how you've matured with your film study and, you know, your approach to coming to practices. How important has that been for you to kind of really embrace, you know, that when it comes to leadership?
good. It's helped me prepare for the teams better every week. And I study the film with my receivers sometimes, so we know like the different coverages they're going to be in. So we're more prepared coming into each game, and that just helps us better on the field, and that's how we dominate.
All right, what do you want to see you and the guys kind of work on, clean up, as you guys head into this stretch of tough region games?
We have chemistry, but we need a little bit more. Like, we had a few drop passes, a few, like, miscommunicated passes where I missed them a little bit. So stuff like that. But that's about it.
All right, man. Congratulations again. Great performance. Good luck down the stretch.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. They was with Stockbridge. They handled the business.
Big win. Going into this game, Sam, there was 6 teams. 6 teams in Region 2-4A that were 2-1. Nobody's 3-0. They're all playing 9 region games. They're coming in the region 2-1. 6 of those teams. Stockbridge, one of them. They're one of the first teams to get to 3-1. But that's going to be a tough region where everybody beating everybody. You're going to see a lot of tiebreakers, a lot of three-way ties. Every win's going to matter.
Yep.
Big win for Stockbridge. Great coverage there by Day-Day. Appreciate him getting out there and beating that Henry County traffic.
Yep. That was a big thing, right? You had to fight the traffic
and you
to
know
get
what's
there for
funny?
The game. What's that?
I mean, it's 10:30. There'll be some more traffic on the way back. That never goes away.
Right in that
it
little area.
It never goes away.
Right in that area,
the
right?
The first times I went there, I thought it was a wreck.
Nope.
No, it wasn't a wreck. It's nothing.
Just cars.
It's just traffic.
So
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let's check in with Eric Slaughter at his game. I think he has his wrapped up, too. I think they've gone final.
Sports Radio 92.90 Games, Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter, and we are final here at Jackson County High School, where the Panthers have improved to 4-1 on the 2025 campaign by taking down the Madison County Red Raiders. Final score, 44-7. Joined now by head coach Corey Mobbs and our offensive player of the game, Daylon Day-Day Maxwell, and our defensive player of the game, Slade Swarzak. All right, I got that right. So first up, Coach Mobbs. Wow. After allowing Madison to get a first touchdown, you shut them down the rest of the night. What was the defensive adjustment after you saw them go down the field on the first drive?
Well, really with what they do in the triple options, it's about getting up to the speed of the game. That's why they like to take the ball when they win the toss, and we knew they would. And our guys just, you know, played a lot more physical there after that first series. You know, we stuck with the plan. It wasn't much of an adjustment other than doing what the plan was. So credit to our coaches, you know, for working that and shutting them down there really after that first drive.
Oh, absolutely. And then they were supposed to be the vaunted rushing attack, but tonight you showed that you could run the ball. I had your team for about 300 yards total. You got 4 touchdowns on the ground, 1 through the air. As a matter of fact, you scored on your first 6 possessions of the game. Talk about the offensive flow all night long.
Yeah, really good balance. I think we opened them up throwing the ball a little bit, and then that kind of softened them up as we ran the football. We've got 3 running backs that can flat out go, and we've got an offensive line that is has played a lot of football. And you know, none of those guys care who gets the credit. That's what's fun about my job. They block for each other. They run the ball as hard as they can, and it's a special place with a bunch of special kids.
All right, lastly, I heard you talking to your team after the game. You talked to me this week. You said you want to be 4-1, but bottom line is the real season starts next week. Big one at Clark Central. This is when it really gets going. Tell me about what you saw tonight and think you're ready for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, tonight was a complete game for us, but really, the non-region games don't matter other than getting fine-tuned for region play. So we're excited about how we play, but it's 0-0 start for everybody in the region. It starts with the region champ from last year, Clark Central. So we're excited about going on the road and taking this Jackson County football show there. And, again, just working on 1-0 with a bunch of great kids, and it'll be fun.
All right. Now, before I let you go, Coach, I picked Day-Day and Slade for players of the game. I probably could have picked a lot of guys off of your roster tonight, but talk about Day-Day. He got stronger as the game got going. Got in the end zone 3 times, just very powerful and very fast. He's got everything. Talk about his game.
Yeah, he's a kind of a throwback. He's a weight room warrior, one of the strongest pound-for-pound kids we have. He's also a runner-up state state championship wrestler as a sophomore in his weight class, so it shows his toughness. And just a great teammate. He's voted team captain as a junior, which is a special thing. And, again, he's one of those guys that doesn't care who gets the credit, but tonight he was the one that did.
Okay, and on the defensive side of the ball, I'm just going to call him Slade. That's a great defensive name. Talk about defensive end Slade.
Yeah, Slade has got a lot of skills, and we challenged him. Had a really good junior year for us coming back from an injury, and he has taken his game to a whole nother level. He can be dominant, and he was dominant tonight. Really proud of him. Again, one of those leaders that we have on this football team, a heavy senior team, a bunch of guys that, again, don't care who gets the credit, just have a good time doing it, and Slade played a really good game tonight.
All right, Coach Mobbs, congratulations. You go talk to the family. I'm going to talk to the fellas. All right. Dalen Day-Day Maxwell, 3 touchdowns. Talk about your vision, and you got that extra gear, man. Talk about being a running back.
I just came off an injury, so this game I just had to bounce back and show who I am again.
All right. Now, your offensive line played well. Coach said you got 2 other guys in the backfield that either one of y'all can do it. Y'all kind of got a camaraderie. Y'all go in the game and say, hey, I'm going to get one tonight. You're going to get one tonight. How does that go?
Yeah, we all we don't care who gets the credit. We just want to get in the end zone.
All right. Now, how good does it feel that you don't have to go against Slade on defense, that he plays for you?
I mean, I fear none, so.
But you go get some in practice, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. I look forward to seeing you more. I'm going to talk to Slade.
Yes, sir.
All right, your name is Slade, first name. Once again, what's yes, that last name?
Swarzik.
Slade Swarzik. Okay, I can say that. All right. Great defensive effort on your team. What did you guys talk about after the first drive? When they scored on you guys, you said, okay, guys, no more. They get nothing else, because that's what they got, nothing else.
So we were really prepared for the game. We had all the film. We knew what they were doing. It was just a matter of really being the tougher team and enforcing ourselves. So we did our best to just really go out there and like cool down after that first drive, and we knew their plays, we knew what we were doing, we weren't executing. And so that second drive, we really just went out there with like a thirst for blood, and we just wanted to hit them, and we continued just to do our job and hit them as hard as we could and do our jobs. Yep.
All right, so question for you. Like I said, you lived in the backfield tonight. Did you talk any trash to the O-line saying you can't block me because I'm killing y'all tonight? That's what you're doing. You can tell us, go ahead.
I mean, honestly, not really. I'm not a big trash talker. I like to talk trash in my game. I mean, when you're doing so much, like when you're getting back there so much, they're not talking to you, so I feel no need to talk to them. When I'm whooping them with my play, I got no need to talk to them.
I like that answer. I love it. You were back there all night long. Congratulations to both of you. Congratulations to your team. Big challenge next week. Let's see how far this team could go, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, congratulations to both. All right, for the last time tonight, this is Eric Slaughter coming from Jackson County High School in the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks a lot, hey, Eric. Great work out there. And
Sam, my finish. Goodness.
Yep.
Does Eric know there's only room for one Day-Day on the show?
No, we got 2 Day-Days on
and
the show.
And is there anybody
right?
at the game Eric didn't talk to there?
I doubt it.
I mean, he hit them all. That was fantastic.
He covered them all.
I got a couple, though, before we go.
What you got?
Though,
what you got?
You know, our friend Kurt Miller, Dr. Kurt Miller.
Dr. Kurt Miller.
Upset about my Henry County jokes. But I'm going to give him a little love here because Oconee County came back. 28-24, Oconee County over Stevens.
Okay.
Tell of 2 halves. They got the backup quarterback in. It's a big win for Oconee County. So congrats to Dr. Miller and the Oconee County. And I got one more shout-out before we go.
One more?
There's a man out there that needs some attention. His name's Josh Tatum. This man is from Pickens County. He's taking all these – my daughter Ellie and her friends all the way from Cleveland, where the Babyland General is.
Yeah, but Babyland
all the way
Land
back
General.
To Jasper. Oh, that man is a saint. He is in a car.
Why say that with them?
He's in a car with all these like 16 or 15 year old girls.
Girls. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Ellie,
yeah.
Kendra, ooh, Molly, wow. Agatha, yikes. Lucy, ooh. All of them.
They all be there.
And just him. And I'm in here with you guys.
Yeah, he's badly outnumbered.
I'm just saying, I just want to give the man a public shout out.
He deserves it.
But Dragons.
Yeah.
Winning 34-7. Pickens Dragons over White County, 4-0, baby.
They got something to shout about tonight. They really do. All right, we're going to come up. Got one more segment to go. We're going to check in with Garrett Chapman. I think we're going to check up with one more victorious coach and more big, scores for you.
Yep. A big victorious coach.
Big victorious coach. Big time. That's going to come up when you stay with us. Come back for more on the Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a few final scores brought to you by Fometco Scoreboards. Fometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FometcoScoreboards.com. It was a final with Norcross coming back to win over Duluth, 35-21, final score in that game. North Gwinnett's a winner over Brookwood, 37-14, final scores also from out of Gwinnett County. Lanier's a winner over Decula, 42-29, and Parkview, 61-14, winners over Berkmar tonight.
61-14.
That is 61
points. How about
points.
That? Denmark over Alpharetta, 32-20. I thought that was a good one.
Yep. The Danes.
That's Sequoia and Sprayberry.
The Danes.
We got a guy there, right?
Yeah, we got Gary. Guy. Let's check in and see. You can let us know. Let's check in with Gary Chapman.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game of the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Gary Chapman here with head coach of Sequoia High School. Coach, 63-20. Unbelievable performance from your guys. What did you learn from your guys here tonight?
We just got a lot of character. Will Wojcicki played his tail end off, and I thought Kobe Martin managed everything real well. And then how about our defense? Came up big time after time. We just got a very good team. We just got to keep going and keep learning.
Three turnovers here for your defense. You mentioned those guys. What I mean, how were you able to get that kind of pressure? What did you see from them?
Our defense coach just come up with a really good scheme and just watch film and got kids to understand things. And like I've said, ever since that second half of Denmark, our kids have just grown and gotten better. And we finally got the right pieces in place. And they just did a heck of a job tonight. Proud of them.
And you did a great job keeping corralling some of the athletes that they had over there at Sprayberry.
Yeah, I mean, we did a good job, him and the quarterback in, keeping everybody else. I mean, they dinked and dunked and got some things on us. But for the most part, our objectives was just keep them in front of us. Don't let them break it.
And, Coach, I don't want to bury the lead, but that running back, man, Will Wojcicki, man, he's special. Tell me about this kid.
He is awesome. Man. He's as good a person as he is a player, but he just did a great job.
And, Coach, I think my quick numbers say he's third most in Georgia high school football history with 7 touchdowns here tonight. Yeah. Just a fantastic performance here.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. He did a great job.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. You want Will?
63-20 is your final score up here at Sequoia High School. Unbelievable effort here from Sequoia. Like I mentioned in the lead up here, keep an eye on this team. Unbelievable effort, powerful power running game. Unbelievable performance here. My name is Garrett Chapman at Sequoia High School. Signing off, Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Garrett, for that update from the game, the final score. But I think Garrett has something also with the player of the game.
Seven touchdowns. One man, seven. That's better than that's almost 2 Al Bundys. You know, Al Bundy scored 4 touchdowns in one game. The man scored 7 in one game.
Let's see what he's got.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game here at Sequoia High School. Will Wojcicki joining me here after an incredible performance here. 7 touchdown runs for you. Just walk me through this game. How you were able to perform? Tell me.
I mean, I came in with a solid mindset. I mean, really. I knew they were gonna come in real physical. I knew they thought they were gonna come in our house and run this thing. But I just came in with a strong mindset, physical mindset, and really just took care of business.
Gritty performance here from your offensive line in particular. Tell me about those guys in front of you.
Man, I love those guys: Alex Brewer, Riley O'Neill, Charlie Miller, Jacob Sheen, and Brody Craig. They're some good dudes. They really put their heads down. They worked hard today.
You can do a little bit of everything here in the backfield. What makes your game special?
I really think my hands out of the backfield, even though we ran the ball a good bit of this game, I think my hands out of the backfield are elite. I think even running the ball in between the tackles, outside the tackles, I think I really am elite at every part of that game.
And then talking about moving your game forward and this team, a fantastic performance here from the whole team. But how do you get better? How do you improve as you're moving into region schedule and into the playoffs potentially?
I think just keep your head down, stay strong, stay humble, and really just work hard in the weight room, work hard at practice, don't take reps off, and you're good.
Fantastic. Will, congratulations. Great performance. Unbelievable. Garrett Chapman here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Garrett. And Real Rejected. That guy's amazing.
touchdowns.
Yep.
7 touchdowns, 1 game. Listen, Sam, Sequoia High School, where I worked for years, been playing football for a long time.
Yep.
Since like 1990. They've never gone 10-0. I'm putting it on them. You know,
they
could
do it. They could do it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They're not going to lose a game.
All right. All right.
I mean, these guys are very good. They got a schedule that's favorable for them. You know, Sprayberry was the toughest team they're going to play. They beat them 63-20.
Man.
I mean, it's,
they handled the business.
Really good. Coach Teeter is a good job with them. Good job by Sequoia.
Marietta got the win, by the way. My pick from earlier. Marietta
Roswell, too.
Marietta 52, Wheeler 21.
I mean, if anybody's keeping score, Sam's 2-0 and I'm 2-0 on the picks of the week.
There we go. There we go.
Dom, you pick one.
Stevenson.
Dom be making these picks after the game starts.
I know.
Starts.
Well,
like a halftime
picker. Last week I said my pick every week is just Stevenson.
So you're 2-0 too, I guess.
There we'll go. Yeah. See, there we go. All right, well, I tell you someone who's got a big win tonight with Northgate. Northgate got the win over Noonan tonight, getting some
big
bragging
win.
Rights down in Coweta County. We got Coach Whitley there. Coach Whitley.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Congratulations on that big win tonight.
Oh, man, thank you. We appreciate it.
Coach Witt, congratulations, my friend. What a great win. What was the key to the game?
Well, I think our kids came out and played hard, and anytime you play hard, you got a chance to win. I felt like we came in into the game with a little confidence, and we were able to weather the storm. We knew that we were going to throw some punches, and we just needed to be able to respond to them, and I felt like our kids did a great job doing that.
Thoughts about this win and the way it shapes up your season? You guys have gotten off to a remarkable start. There in your time being there, you've been there. What have you found in that program?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was last year we played a lot of young kids, a lot of ninth graders, and they've grown up a little bit. So we got some sophomores right now that understand what it takes, and they keep working and getting better. So it's not really any secret. We just went to work, and they're growing up. You know, and so we've been able to get off to a good start. And our kids don't really know the overall history of Northgate. So, playing Noonan was really nothing but what we experienced last year. We got beat by them last year, 35-14, and we felt like we let some of that get away from us. And we felt like we could play with them, and our kids came and had a great performance.
Yeah, Coach, anybody that knows you, not going to be surprised that you got this thing going in the right direction. You guys made a big turnaround from last year, but now the shoe kind of flips. You guys are 4-0. And I know you enough to know now you're going to start telling them they're not as good as they're hearing. So what's got to improve from now to that 10th game?
No, that's the biggest thing, man. As Coach Saban said, don't take the rap for them. Mm. And so that's what we've been, preaching to them that, don't forget how we got here. We got here because we felt like we needed to practice, and we practiced in a certain way so we can get better. So that's going to be the message. I mean, right now we're 1-0 in the region, which is great for us. But we're not going to speak up on anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be ready to play. And so I think our kids understand that. And, we'll get back to work on Sunday and get ready for a good balance of team.
Yeah. You on the bus, Coach?
I am. I'm on the bus.
Bus
got a good little way.
Bus kind of quiet. What's
they all sleep now.
They
sleep? On their phones and the coach.
Well, they're not asleep. I mean, I want you to enjoy it, but we ain't going to act like we ain't ever won no games.
Coach, so, man.
Yeah, I want them to enjoy it. And when they leave me, they can yell and holler all they want. right now, I'm on to the next one. I want them to enjoy this win. Like I said, nobody gave him a shot, particularly in our county. Nobody gave him a chance to win the game. And, they just wanted some respect. And I think they did a good job of doing that tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Witt, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the win, 35-21, your final score over Noonan tonight. Enjoy that ride.
Yeah, big win, Coach. Congrats.
No, we certainly appreciate you guys having us on and everything you do for high school sports. So we greatly appreciate it.
All right, that is Coach Whitley.
He ain't even giving them the bus ride.
They can't even make any noise on the bus.
Coach
Whitt
said,
"Come on."
Most time they get a 24-hour rule. Like, I don't want to hear any about it tomorrow. Like, we're gonna celebrate today, and that's it, and all that. He ain't even giving them a 20. They get a 24-minute rule.
He said they'd be quiet, act like they won a game before. Oh my goodness, man!
Coach Whitt, a Georgia Southern man.
Yeah, he is.
Legends down there. Like, yeah, he ain't about that.
Man, but
a great coach,
but you beat Noonan,
great
though.
Coach, yeah.
That's great Noonan. Those kids are going to go around Coweta County tomorrow and whatnot, and they're going to be a lot of talk about them and what they did tonight in this game.
Coach, what was it, Creekside?
Yeah.
The Berries at Stockbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And now here, anybody knows the guy. I mean, he's a guy known a long time. He's a great football coach. Nobody's surprised by that knows him. He's going to get them going the right direction. 4-0, Big win for Norcade.
Absolutely. Run some more scores while we got some time. Here we got Langston Hughes, a 42-0 win over Banneker. That is who Northgate has coming up next. They have Banneker's. They're in that same region. They're also in the region with Lovejoy and Dutchtown. Lovejoy is still undefeated. They win by a score of 35-14 tonight as their winners over Dutchtown. Woodward Academy came back out on Highway 78, and they get the win. Shiloh was leading this game.
Yeah.
Woodward Academy comes back to win it 17-14.
Close.
Woodward Academy, the winner over Shiloh, the final score tonight. Rome's the final score. They get another win, 31-14 over East Paulding, the final score in that one. Creekview has beaten Riverwood, 28-7, final score. Lassiter falls to Woodstock. Woodstock 4-1, 31-21, final score in that one. Centennial is 4-1. They beat Chattahoochee, 32-16.
Yeah, big win for Centennial. You know, Lamar Glenn gave us them.
Yeah.
Asked him who was on the rise. He said Centennial.
Right.
It's almost like he knows things. He works there or something.
Kind of like he works, right?
yeah. How about North Hall 51, Chestity 7.
Mm-hmm.
Great Atlantic Christian 37, Lumpkin 35. That's a big game. You know, both those teams are really good. And Cherokee Bluff beat Banks tonight 24-21.
Stars Mills still looking for that win. Luella beats them 7-6.
7-6.
Luella beats them tonight.
That's a throwback.
Hey, really?
Seven to six.
They got seven to six. Griffin is 2-2. Watch out.
Griffin.
The Bears going to make a comeback. We have heard from the Griffin Bears in a minute. They beat Westover 29-18. Final score, Griffin with a win tonight.
McIntosh over Mora, 34-7. They had the golf carts cranked up.
Yo, them golf carts are going to be spinning around. They may be cutting donuts on them golf carts tonight. Down McIntosh get the win, man. That is so big for them. Locust Grove, 35-26 winners over Hampton tonight. Jones County beats Union Grove, 42-6. And Eagles Landing Christian, 27-0 over Woodland Stockbridge.
Yeah, big night, big night. North Paulding beat Cherokee, 59-43. Marriott over Wheeler, 52-21. Sam, that was 21-7.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to lose it.
No.
21-7, but your pick comes back and scores 45 unanswered.
Man, that was big.
45 unanswered.
To get that first win.
Roswell put 50 up, 50-30, Roswell over Westlake. So my pick of the week as well would win. Of course, Dom, he picks at about 9:45 every
Friday.
Yeah,
he does. He really does, man. He waits. He waits till it's the right time to do that. But he'll win. Great stuff. Great stuff by our reporters tonight. Who are out and about doing great things for us. Obviously, Day-Day Lewis doing things. Garrett Chapman and Eric Slaughter doing tremendous work. Dom Cherosky, exemplary work on the other side of the glass as always. I'm back here Sunday morning with Greg Clarkson, and it'll be game day. See if the Falcons can break through, huh? Hope you all join us from 6:30 until 10 a.m. then. For Chris Parker, Sam Crenshaw, be back here next Friday night for the Scoreboard Show. Your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.